Welcome to Zichron Daf Simani, member by Avram Goldhar, and today we're in Sechus Shabbos, Daf Ramadalad. So once again, this is going to be an abbreviated session, because I want to make sure to get the Simani to before Yantov, so I have to cut down the production time and also make it easier for you to listen to, because it'll be much shorter sessions. So here goes. The 3 points we're going to focus on in Daf Ramadalad. Number one, the Mishnah state that on Friday before dark, one should check with his family whether they separated maizes from their Shabbos food and prepared the Erev, as well as remind them to light the Shabbos licht. Rabbi Rav Huna said that even though the Rabban said that one must say these three things in their home, one must take care to say them gently, benichusa, so that his family members will accept the reminder and not become resentful and reject it. Point number two, Rabbi explains that the reason the Rabban decreed that once it becomes dark on Shabbos, one must not insulate his food with a material that does not increase its heat, she'ena mosif hevel, was out of concern that perhaps one will cause the pot to boil before insulating it and thereby transgress the melacha bishul of cooking on Shabbos. They did not forbid insulating Baina Shmashos, since ordinary pots are still boiling then, and therefore there's no fear one will heat them up further. Rava also taught that the reason the Rabban decreed one may not insulate food with materials that tend to increase the heat, that are mosif hevel, the materials they surround, even on Erev Shabbos, is that one may come to insulate with ash, shema yatmin beremetz, that has live coals mixed with it, and come to stir the coals, shema yechata, so that the food will cook faster. And point number three, a braisa introduces a three-way machlokas as to when Baina Shmashos begins and ends. Rav Yehuda says it begins with the setting of the sun, Shkiyas HaChama, and continues as long as the eastern face of the sky is reddening when the bottom of the sky is darkened. Night begins when the upper sky has darkened to the same color as the bottom sky. Rav Nechemya says Baina Shmashos begins with the setting of the sun, Shkiyas HaChama, and lasts up time it takes for one to walk a half mil. After that, it's night. And Rav Yossi says Baina Shmashos is like the blink of an eye, keherif ayin. It's impossible to determine the short transition between day departing and night beginning. Okay, so let's review. Point number one, the Mishnah state that on Friday before dark, one should check with his family whether they separate maizes from the Shabbos food and prepared the Erev, as well as remind them to light the Shabbos licht. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said that even though the Rabban said that one must say these three things in their home, one must take care to say them gently, benichusa, so that his family members will accept the reminder and not become resentful and reject it. Point number two, Rav explains that the reason the Rabban decreed that once it becomes dark on Shabbos, one must not insulate his food with material that does not increase its heat, she'ena mosif hevel, was out of concern that perhaps one will cause the pot to boil before insulating it, and thereby transgress the melacha bishul of cooking on Shabbos. They did not forbid insulating Baina Shmashos, since ordinary pots are still boiling then, and therefore there is no fear one will heat them up further. Rav also taught that the reason the Rabban decreed one may not insulate food with materials that tend to increase the heat, that are mosif hevel, of materials they surround, even on Erev Shabbos, is that one may come to insulate with ash, shemi yatmin beremetz, that has live coals mixed with it, and come to stir the coals, shemi yechata, so the food will cook faster. And point number three, a braisa introduces a three-way machlokas as to when Baina Shmashos begins and ends. Rav Yehuda says it begins with the setting of the sun, Shkiyas HaChama, and continues as long as the eastern face of the sky is reddening when the bottom of the sky has darkened. Night begins when the upper sky has darkened to the same color as the bottom sky. Rav Nechemya says Baina Shmashos begins with the setting of the sun and lasts the time it takes for one to walk a half mil. After that, it's night. And Rav Yossi says Baina Shmashos is like the blink of an eye, keherif ayin. It's impossible to determine the short transition between day departing and night beginning. All right, so now let's go to the Simon. So the Simon for Lamed Dalet is a ladder, so here goes. The father climbed the ladder to his son's room to gently ask if he prepared the Erev, when he was shocked to discover a chalm pot insulated in ash right before the beginning of Baina Shmashos. Once again, it's Lamotion. The father climbed the ladder. Ladder, that means we're on Dav Lamed Dalet. The father climbed the ladder to his son's room to gently ask if he prepared the Erev, which reminds us of the Mishnah state that on Friday before dark, one should check with his family whether they separated maizes from the Shabbos food and prepared the Erev, as well as remind them to light the Shabbos licht. Rabbi Rav Huna said that even though the Rabban said that one must say these things in their home, one must take care to say them gently, benichusa, so that his family members will accept the reminder and not become resentful and reject it. So the father climbed the ladder to his son's room to gently ask if he prepared the Erev. When he was shocked to discover a chalm pot insulated in ash, which reminds us, Rav explains that the reason the Rabban decreed that once it becomes dark on Shabbos, one must not insulate his food with material that does not increase its heat, the she'ena mosif hevel, was out of concern that perhaps one will cause the pot to boil before insulating and thereby transgress the melacha bishul cooking on Shabbos. They did not forbid insulating Baina Shmashos, since ordinary pots are still boiling then, and therefore there's no fear one will heat them up further. Rav also taught that the reason the Rabbanan decreed one may not insulate food with materials that tend to increase the heat, that are mosif hevel, materials they surround, even on Erev Shabbos, is that one may come to insulate with ash, shemi yatmin beremetz, that has live coals mixed with it, and come to stir the coals, shemi yechata, so the food will cook faster. So the father climbed the ladder to his son's room to gently ask if he prepared the Erev, when he was shocked to discover a challah pot insulated in ash right before the beginning of Bein HaShemashos, which reminds us that Braisa introduces a three-way machlokas as to when Bein HaShemashos begins and ends. Rabbi Yehuda says it begins with the setting of the sun, Shkiyas Ocham, and continues as long as the eastern face of the sky is reddening when the bottom of the sky is dark, and night begins when the upper sky is darkened to the same color as the bottom sky. Rabbi Nehemiah says Bein HaShemashos begins with the setting of the sun, Shkiyas Ocham, and lasts the time it takes for one to walk a half mile. After that, it's night. Rav Yossi says Bein HaShemashos is like the blink of an eye, keher of ayin. It's impossible to determine the short transition between the day departing and night beginning. So once again, the father climbed the ladder to his son's room to gently ask if he prepared the Erev, when he was shocked to discover a challah pot insulated in ash right before the beginning of Bein HaShemashos. This is Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.